This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House says President Joe Biden warned Ukraine's president Thursday that there is a distinct possibility Russia could take military action against Ukraine in February. Biden's warning Ukraine came amid growing concern that Russian President Vladimir Putin will give the go-ahead for a further invasion of Ukraine territory in the not-so-distant future. The White House says President Biden warned the president Thursday that there is a distinct possibility of possible invasion. Biden's warning to Ukraine came amid growing concerns that President Putin will give the go-ahead for the further invasion sometime in the not-so-distant future. The White House said Biden's comments to Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in a phone call amplified concerns that administration officials have been making for some time. The Kremlin this week also sounded a grim note, saying it saw little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the U.S. again rejected Russia's demand. Russian officials say dialogue was still possible to end the crisis. North Korea confirmed on Friday that it tested an upgraded long-range cruise missile and the warhead of a tactical guided missile this week. State media KCNA on Friday confirmed the test and said leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing a major weapon system. Tensions has been simmering over North Korea's weapons tests. In January alone, Pyongyang has conducted 6 sets of missile tests. The launches have triggered international condemnation and a new push from the United States for sanctions against Pyongyang. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. President Biden said that he will keep his campaign promise by nominating the first ever black female justice to the lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court following the retirement of liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, who confirmed his pending departure after 28 years on the high court. Biden said he had not yet made a choice. He said he will announce his nominee before the end of February and that he will work with congressional leaders in the deeply divided legislature, with Vice President Kamala Harris as a critical tie-breaking vote to see her confirmed promptly. Biden could face time pressure to install a new successor, a successor that is, before congressional elections in November. If Republicans retake the Senate, the president will have a much harder time getting his nominee confirmed. Breyer says he will retire after the court stops for summer recess, which usually happens in late June or early July. Malawi's disaster commissioner on Thursday said food and shelter was urgently needed following the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Anna. At least 19 deaths were confirmed by authorities, while more than 100 people were reported to have sustained serious injuries after the more than week of heavy rains. According to the Department of Disaster Management Affairs, over 200,000 people from 48,000 households have been affected and many have been displaced. Malawi's main highway has been cut off by the flooding and many people are feared trapped by the surging waters, according to the Malawi government. President Biden Thursday called on Congress to immediately enshrine the equal in the U.S. Constitution and formally protect women's rights nearly a century after lawmakers first raised them. In a statement, Biden urged Congress to pass the resolution recognizing the ratification of the ERA, saying recent legal analysis showed In other news, the Commerce Department says the U.S. economy advanced by 5.7% in 2021 and the fastest full-year gain since 1984. A record 6.4 million jobs were created. Most of the jobs lost at the outset of the pandemic in early 2020 have been recovered. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.